Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're walking along the street with someone, it can sometimes be a disconcerting experience because some people tend to walk faster than others. Some people stroll, others have a place to get to and want to do that as soon as possible. And according to some research, the latter category tend to be healthier. News Talk's Will You Get Out of My Feckin' Way correspondent Henry McKean has been out investigating various walking styles. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. I'm a bit of all of those things, actually. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the pavement and block everyone and don't even realise I'm doing it, which is so frustrating.
And why are you standing in the pavement doing
this? I might be just thinking.
Staring at the sun?
You're just taking it all in. On a day like today in the September, it's sunny. Well, it is sunny in the east of the country anyway.
Yeah.
I basically sometimes block up pavements, a bit like the Spanish students do in the month of August.
Stop, they're the worst. They're the worst.
Sometimes they even have a sit-down protest.
When you're on the, this is a real Dublin thing, but when you're on the platform,
yes.
The Dart,
yeah.
And you come on, it's the middle of the summer, and you can see everybody who lives in Dublin has a scan up and down to see where the Spanish students are and then heads in the opposite direction because they're, yak, 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 and they're all, and they jam in. And
they do. They don't move fast. And they don't understand, what's the word I'm looking for, personal space.
Yeah. Or queuing.
That too.
Any of those things.
But, it got us talking, and people are so frustrated with the slow street walkers out there, especially in the cities and the towns. I did get to meet these young friends. One is slow and one is fast in Balbriggan, North County Dublin, near the beach.
I would say I'm a slow walker.
I'm very fast.
And tell us about that. You're young and you're fast. Why do you walk so fast?
I have places to be. I don't know. I don't know. If I'm walking slow, I feel awkward.
Why do you feel awkward when you're walking slow?
The thoughts are loud.
And when you see other members of the public walking slowly and you're just shooting across the town or the city, are you like, get out of the way?
I'm very annoyed. Yeah, I get very frustrated by people that are in my way.
Do you push them out the way?
No, I don't.
Do you say, excuse me?
No.
Or you just kind of hover around them and
go? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And kind of give them the little dagger as I go past.
And sidestep them.
Yeah.
And some people do take up the whole pavement.
Yeah,
and
they do. They're so self-centred.
And they stop in the middle of the road.
There's nothing worse than being caught behind a really slow walker when you're in a rush, though. Or in a shopping centre and someone just strolling along,
And you're trying to get past them.
Yeah.
Do you see it as a form of exercise to keep fit, or you're just in a hurry?
No, I think Hannah would agree. I'm always in a hurry.
Always late, always in a rush.
No, I'm always late, always.
And why are you always
late? Well, I'm always on time, but I'm always late, so I'm moving fast.
So you're fast.
Yeah, I'm running late. I should have left 10 minutes ago, but I'll still make it about 1 minute past the time I was supposed to be there.
So you make up for time by just darting along.
Yeah, I don't care what I look like. People always slag me. My mom even says it. She's like, why do you walk like that?
So you
so
just,
fast.
Literally just go for it.
Yeah. It's really awkward when I'm walking with my friends. I'm always three steps ahead and I'm turning my head back, listening to the conversation. And then I have to keep slowing down, but I just look so uncomfortable.
And that's just the way it is. You just got to go. So you must be going quite fast, maybe 10 kilometres per hour.
No, I actually
don't know. We must get me on a speed camera or something.
Yeah, to
see how quick I'm going.
So would you walk with me at the pace you walk at and we can do a kind of test?
Oh my God, is there cameras?
There might be a camera, yes.
But it's just you. There's no one else.
No one else.
Oh, my God. Wait, but I don't... Am I still on radio right now?
You are. Okay. Oh, sorry. We're in the way. We're those people. Okay. So,
If that was me, no, I'd give them an elbow and just keep going. Okay, guys. So, we're just going to test out if I'm actually a fast walker. Because... What is your name?
I'm Henry.
Henry. Henry said he's a slow walker. So, we're going to see now.
Okay. We're going to try and walk fast. So, let's just
It's going to take me a couple of seconds to get speed
Okay. So, whenever you're ready, Cara, let's go.
Right.
Okay.
So, if I was just chatting, I'd be like, yeah, and... Then
you'd be walking along like this?
Yeah. You're doing great.
This is the speed you'd go at. You just dart along like this.
Yeah, no, if I was in a rush, I'd probably get a little bit more pep in my step.
Okay. Oh, you are going quite fast, aren't you? Jesus, I can't keep up. I'm trying. Oh, gee. Wow. So this is the sort of pace you would go at?
Yeah, but it looks comfortable, no?
Well, it does. I mean, we're moving.
You don't look comfortable. I look comfortable, I think.
There's a train beside us there. We're pretty much going the same speed as the train. Oh, wow. Wow, well, look, thank you so much for that.
We can walk back in your speed if you wish, and I can feel it. Okay, this is my speed.
Here we go. I would go about that speed. That's my speed. Could you deal with that?
I don't know. Like, you need sort of to posher. Really saunter into it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Oh, we're in the way because I'm going so slowly. Sorry. Oh, getting there.
That was brilliant.
There you go, Henry, holding people up in Balbriggan. One text says, I've no problem with slow or fast walkers. But what drives me mad is people whose walking pace doesn't match the event in question. For example, if you're going for a stroll with someone, that's a slow walk. Don't walk fast, that isn't enjoyable. In fact, the people who do that are crazy. On the other side, if you're walking slow in a train or a bus station, that is so frustrating. Yes, completely agree. And, oh, this is, yeah, a mallow cellist says, we all have different internal tempos. It's the music in us. That's a very astute observation, I think.
Yeah, or even that they could be listening to Walkmans. I mean, people don't listen to Walkmans anymore.
But, you know, they're little things in their ears. Yeah. Because I remember when we weren't in this building, when we were in the other building.
In Warrington House.
Mm-hmm. There was some office used to see me walking into work every day.
Yeah.
And they texted into the show to ask what music was I listening to, just based on the way I was walking.
And what were you listening to?
I wasn't listening to anything.
Just music in your head.
It's just you know, as the Mallow Cellist there says, it's just my internal...
Your internal music.
My internal tempo.
Yes.
Is what it
is. You are a very fast walker, aren't you?
I absolutely hate when you're walking on the footpath and there's someone stopped in the middle of the footpath and you have to walk around them. But equally, I absolutely hate when I'm walking on the footpath and I have a brilliant thought and I stop to think about it and someone ploughs straight into the back of me. That's just as annoying. Cute whores and dilly-dalliers walk slow, says the texter. People with purpose walk fast. Lol.
Well, they think they have a purpose. I mean, they're rushing. For what? Why are they even rushing? Maybe
could be an important hair appointment.
Yeah, or they've got to pick up a child or maybe a plane. I hate it at airports when people run to the gate. It's like, come on, you've missed the flight. Just stop it.
God, someone says, I have dreams where I'm walking so fast that I start hovering at great speed.
Oh, I liked that.
That's a bizarre dream.
Hovering. So you're no longer walking. You're just
hovering.
Yeah,
they're going so fast that they just begin to hover.
That's cool.
And if they've had this dream more than once.
Maybe.
What are you eating before bedtime? That's what I'd be wondering. So would you say you're slow, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, I only walk fast when I have to, when I have to reach a deadline, and then I go really, really fast. And I actually hate slow walkers on stairs, because I like to take the stairs, because I hate taking the lift. Mm. I'm bad at lift conversation or escalator conversation, and I always worry that the lift's going to break and I'm going to get stuck. So I take the stairs as much as I can. And then you meet someone on the stairs, and they're like blocking up the stairs, like, get out the way.
Yeah.
And multi-story car parks are the worst for us. You've got people just sort of hovering. I spend a lot of time in multi-story car park. Sorry, that doesn't sound
just tuned in.
Sorry. Dark ones. Yeah. I met these older walkers. I want to talk about older walkers. Some walk fast and some walk slow.
Well, it's nice to walk fast because, well, especially when the weather isn't so nice, it keeps you warm and you just... It's good exercise.
It's good exercise.
Very good exercise.
Very, get the heart rate going. And
yeah. So we could walk for a couple of miles and then sit, relax. Joy would walk slower because she wants to talk to everybody. And
so, Joy, you love a chat on the walk.
I like walking slowly and speaking to people, getting to know the latest news. And then I spread it.
spread it.
So you love the gossip from the walk.
Yeah.
So that's it.
We walk every day. We're down here every day.
Winter and summer.
Winter and summer.
Yeah. We walk and then we come back and sit here.
Yeah.
And it's lovely because we have a great view. Where would you see it? You know?
We start off fast and then we slow down coming near the end. We do about an hour and a half. Every morning.
An hour and a half every morning walking. And the weather right now here in the Briggan is pretty good for September the 16th, mid-September. So you're slowing down now. How far are you into the
walk? Because we're nearly at finishing.
We're not too far from home. Just around the park and back up to the main road.
So walk all across Balbriggan?
We walk up down around the beach, up the back road, and around the bower. Back down back the main, down. The Skerries Road, and then back for the view of the beach is gorgeous.
And it is an absolutely gorgeous beach.
Yes.
Yeah. Do people get in the way when you're walking? Do they get out the way?
Oh, they do, they do, yes, yeah. And they're all very friendly, the people, you know. Yeah.
And at times you're just darting along, just going for it.
Going for it, oh yeah, yeah. You don't like anybody stopping you then when you're in the quick walk, you know. You like to keep going.
You kind of seize up if you stand talking for too long.
Indeed. Marie, who's only 65, says, I think I'm walking fast and people overtake me. That's probably a bit like, you know, suddenly the guards are all young and that kind of thing. That's probably a stage of life. David says, what's annoying is people who can't keep a straight line. So it's even difficult to overtake them. My pet hate is people who walk through doors and then stop to have a look around. The worst case scenario is when they do this at the top of an escalator. And then, yeah, 14 people crash into the back of them. And this is a text from a gay man who says, the gay walk, it's a phenomenon. We can reduce walking times in half. Is that like, because you're walking along and you're having a bit of a goo at someone? Or what is, you know, I don't understand the dynamics of the gay walk. So if you could text back in and explain. Dublin City Council should install street level travelators everywhere. It would take a lot of cars off the road. Should the government are rotten with money, make it happen. Absolutely great idea. And no doubt if they announce a plan, the travelators will be installed sometime in the 23rd century. And so you did speak to experts about this.
Yeah, I did. And it's interesting when you mentioned travelator. I mean, it's a great idea. I know in a lot of Asian countries, they do have these travelators all over the place, so you don't have to walk. But yeah, I did speak to experts. I did speak to someone who won a bronze medal in London 2012 in the Olympics, an Irish race walker, Rob Heffernan. He talks about the health benefits and he joins us from Cork.
Getting over the walking is it's great for your health. It's great for, you know, for weight loss. It's good for your heart. It's good for blood pressure. It's good for your bone health. It's good for your mental health. So like just getting out at a normal level, anybody can do it. You could go from your front door. You could get out, you get in your steps. And obviously then when you went up to my level, like I could walk a marathon in under 3 hours, but that's a completely different world. But just for the normal person to get out and to be active, I think it gives you a way better headspace. It makes you feel better about yourself. And that is a knock on in general then into society as well. When you're out moving and you're being active, there's so many benefits. And then as you get fitter, then you can add in a bit of technique. You can develop it into power walking and to race walking, and that impact that has on your body as a whole as you get faster, it's just really, really good for you because it's such an overall body movement. I can't stress the benefits more. It's just so easy as well. It's accessible to everyone. All you need is good footwear and good clothing, and it's something that you can get out and you can do every day.
Yeah, that was Rob Heffernan there, bronze medal winner in the London Olympics. So, you know, he would say that, wouldn't he? I'm listening to you through earbuds, says the texter. Also, I'm a wheelchair user. I wonder, with those things considered, what my internal tempo is and if it matches my external tempo. Don't know. I suppose you'd have to get someone who knows you well to make that judgment. My pet hate is high heels behind me, pounding out time, tip-tapping out a loud rhythm.
Oh, I love high heels. I love the sound of them.
I kind of like the sound of that.
I think they add atmosphere. And I even like to hear them on the radio. Just the
just
noise.
Clipping along.
Yes,
clip,
and I can
along.
Imagine, are they leopard skin ones or are they plain? Yeah, sorry.
Easy now. If you're collecting the kids from school. I walk very fast. I mostly get annoyed in escalators. Most people just stand in the middle. I won't let others walk up. I always have that argument with my partner. She always stops in the escalators and then pays to go to the gym. And there is a thing. Now, if you're on the tube in London.
Yes.
Yes. Stand on the right, you walk up the left.
Yes, I think
and
that's the way it is.
And people at HA, if you do any different. Here it's kind of not as well established, but it should be. There should be actually signs.
This is the fast lane, slow lane.
Yeah.
Or you can be stationary and you can.
Same thing is in travelators in the airport. Mm-hmm. Stand on the right. Don't stand blocking up the thing.
And it's the same with the fast lane and with, you know, motorways. Sorry, it's not the fast lane. It's the overtaking lane
rather than
and
the fast
that
lane.
That should be the same as escalators.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. People who walk dogs, though, they're not really walking. You're basically a pooping sphere. That's what you're doing.
You're being pulled along and you're doing it because your dog wants
it. Sniffs, has a poo.
Yes.
That's it, really. That's not walking at all.
Well, what would you call it?
Just sort of escorting your dog, really, rather than walking anywhere.
Yeah, like I was looking for dog walkers earlier and I was panting. I was, you know, using my heart, which was great. I did get to meet these dog walkers. Here they are.
Well, I just go along with my own pace, so I'd say probably a fast walk, if I had to say.
So you've got your runners on, you're in a kind of smart, casual active wear, so you can stretch and move about.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I had my top with me, just it's very warm today, so I took it off. So, but it's grand around here, I go for a nice walk, yeah.
And do people get in the way? Do you kind of barge them out the way? Or can you understand there's room for everyone when it comes to walking fast or slow?
The grass could do with a bit of cutting here, but there's plenty of room to get by people and stuff, yeah, definitely, yeah.
I'm just a slow walker, I was.
You just keep going steady as she goes, yeah. Just keep moving?
Same pace, yeah, same pace.
How much have you walked this morning?
Not far, from the tower to here.
So just from one Martello tower, so not far at all.
No.
And where are you walking to?
Probably round again.
So just maybe a couple of kilometres?
Yeah, 2 or 3 kilometres.
And just clear your head?
Clear my head, yeah.
And do people ask you to get out of the way when you're walking slowly? Because they like to dart along?
No.
Everyone's fine?
Everyone's fine, eh? Everyone's fine. I'll try and speed up walking.
You don't have to.
I want to.
Are you a fast walker?
Probably a very quick walker, yes.
Very quick?
Very quick.
And how come?
More than sitting around, is it?
And you're wearing active wear. You've a tracksuit on.
I am, you've got runners on. I might as well be on a jog, innit? Never mind walking.
And why do you dart it around the place?
I don't know, I just like being active, innit?
And what about people in the way? Do they get in the
way? Yeah, it actually gives me anxiety. Grafton Street's my worst street because everyone's slow walking.
You don't like walking on Grafton Street?
Bam. I'm like zigzagging in and out. It takes me like 2 Grafton Streets to go because the way I go
around.
And
you don't like it?
I like it because it makes me have to walk quicker.
So you like to walk quick and around?
I like to get where I need to be as soon as possible, one of them things.
Did you ever bump into somebody?
I do indeed, yeah. Well, they bump into me.
They bump into you?
It's not me. I'm never in the wrong. Well, you know yourself. Yeah, no, it's nice. I just like walking quick. And I have long legs in general. I like to be active, so.
What do I love about it? I just love walking around, see the flights and all that lot. See all the sights.
And you're just
meet
out
people.
There. Meeting people.
Getting out of the bed.
So you have a walking stick and that doesn't hinder you or stop you, you just keep on going?
Well, I'll have to go only so far and then move on again. Sit down and move on again.
So there's a bench there, do you think you'll stop
there? I had a stroke, see, 3 years ago and that affected my balance on that leg, you know.
But you still get out there?
Oh, yeah, keep going as long as I can.
What sort of speed do you go at?
Oh, slow, slow.
You're a slow walker?
Yes, I just like to get out with the dog for a walk. It's nice.
And you just potter along, just keep on moving?
Yes, it's great. It's great to get out in the weather like this, isn't it? Terrific.
And it is beautiful at the moment. Obviously, anything can change in Ireland at a drop of a hat with the weather, but at the moment it is gorgeous.
Yes.
You're out with the dog.
Oh, yes. I have to bring him out every morning. He does be waiting to go for his walk.
And are you listening to music there? You've got little headphones in?
Yeah.
And that gets you through?
Yeah. Country and Western music. I like a bit of country and Western.
Oh, you love a bit of country and Western?
Yes.
And who's your favourite?
Oh, Big Tom was.
Oh, you loved Big Tom?
Yes.
So kind of Irish country?
Yeah.
Ah, Big Tom. Dan says people are human nappies for dogs, like the bags they put around the horses' asses in Killarney. Someone else says, this is interesting, when I'm walking alone at night, I sometimes hear goat's hooves following me. I turn around and no one is there. I think it's Satan stalking me. Anyway, at least I'm not lonely on my walks. The worst, says another texter, is not standing to the side of the Lewis door allowing people to exit. Arg! Oh yeah, that is the worst. That's absolutely the worst. Let them off and then you can get on rather than trying to barge your way in.
When people do that.
Stop. I have to... Oh, this is interesting. I have to hold a tune to prevent panic attacks. It's a simple motto, like a mantra. Isn't that... That's interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
So kind of you're humming a tune in your head and it kind of calms you down and regulates your heartbeat and all that kind
of
stuff.
Like if I'm late, I sing Record Breakers from that 1980s TV show in my head.
Yeah.
That helps me.
Jerry says, why do I always nearly fall over when I go to walk on a travelator that's not moving? Even though I see well in advance that it's not moving, my brain and feet conspire against me to trip and stumble, and then I try to jog it out. It's never graceful. Yeah, you know the one when you trip? You know the people have kind of two reactions when you trip, and you kind of pretend you meant to do it by keeping going forward, or you stop and look backwards as if that wasn't there when I was just walking. Oh, that lump in the pavement just suddenly appeared. And you met an ambassador.
I did.
Or a former ambassador.
I did. And that's the thing. You can fall gracefully. I know when I fall, you've got to just fall gracefully. Then you don't break a bone. And, you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
There's a way of doing it. And then it's not as embarrassing.
You have to lean into the fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got to own it.
Okay.
But I'm glad you mentioned that. I have to say this. Ferrero Rocher, another 80s reference. Ambassador, you were spoiling us. I did get to meet Declan Kelly, a former
ambassador and his wife, Anne. He was ambassador for Malaysia, Thailand, Canada, Australia, Fiji and New Zealand.
Well, I retired in 2015 and we live about 2 miles away up in Hampton Cove. You may know Hampton Cove. It's a beautiful place. You should check it out. And we walk to the Martello Tower here and we stand and we look out at the Mourns. We can't see them at the moment, but it's literally where Percy was apparently sitting somewhere down here when he saw the Mourns sweeping down to the sea. And we see Slieve Donard and it's magnificent and we walk back. We try and walk most days and I'd say it's kind of medium. We're not out to break any records, but we do try to keep up a steady pace.
So what about you? Are you a steady pace walker?
Yes, I'm a steady pace walker as well, yes. And we love to try and walk every single day, if we can. It's not always possible.
And you, for your mind?
Absolutely fantastic for my mind. And even if I walk myself without my husband, yes, I really enjoy that, yeah.
It's very relaxing. You know, we talk about the events of the day. We'll even come out and discuss the Pat Kenny show as we walk along and the latest issue on what Henry McKean has been up to. You know, it's just very nice. We like to be able to walk and we are not solitary people. We like people. We like to walk and talk and we find that very relaxing.
You've known each other since you were 16 and when did you get married?
When
we were 73.
Yeah, 1973.
And you always walk?
We always walked
everywhere we lived. Yeah. I was ambassador in Australia, we walked there. Ambassador in Canada, I walked there.
Even in Malaysia, I walked the malls.
Even in that heat?
I walked the malls.
We used to go into the malls and we had figured out a walk. There was a place where you could be walking. You went down at one end, there was a skyscraper kind of a shops and all that. We'd walk up all them, come down, walk across this bridge about from here to maybe where the houses are, go into the next thing, walk up there as well, and we figured that was about an hour.
That's a clever way of doing it. That was Ambassador Declan Kelly there. Austin, who's listening to us in Fermoy, says, I used to go to a gym and I was always amazed how people would circle several times in their cars to get a space near the door so they could get more easily in the door to go running. Not a lot of thinking going on there. No, indeed not, Austin. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.